Republican representatives were largely supportive of the resolution, which started in the Senate and has been endorsed by Governor John Kasich. Representative Christina Rugner of Hudson said state legislators simply want their federal colleagues to do what they have to do all the time.
As is required in our state constitution, we have to keep our state budget balanced, and that's sustainable. And now we are calling on Washington to do the same.
But Democrats were mostly opposed. Representative Chris Redfern of Port Clinton, who's also the chair of the Ohio Democratic Party, noted the large number of federal military and civilian jobs in Ohio, which he said would be jeopardized if such an amendment were created, as would Governor Kasich's recently approved Medicaid expansion.
In 2018, Mr. Speaker, if this balanced budget amendment were to pass and that $4.5 billion be stripped away from Medicaid, we would have to offset those cuts at the federal level. We couldn't go with our tin cup to Washington and hope for the best.
But Republican Mike Davila of Berea near Cleveland said that money might be in danger anyway.
I would respectfully submit that without decisive action by the several states, and that's us, and the federal government, that these cuts are going to happen anyway. They'll happen as a result of our federal government no longer being able to issue debt.
But conservative Republican Ron Hood of Asheville, south of Columbus, said he would vote against the resolution. He says he fears what he calls a runaway convention where major changes to the Constitution would be made, for instance, to gun ownership rights or free speech rights. And then the states, he said, would be forced to accept them.
That's the risk we're looking at here by voting to open up our Constitution and make changes to our Constitution.
In the end, the resolution passed overwhelmingly. Ohio is the 20th state to pass a balanced budget amendment resolution. 34 are needed to call a convention, and that process has never been used to amend the U.S. Constitution. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.